We're cooking up some recipes, gonna give them a spin. If you're messing with top rope chefs, you can never win. We'll be leaving you in the kitchen, wishing you were beaten, battered, and fried. And we'll be cooking up some main dishes, desserts, and yummy things on the side. Can you take the heat? 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 Can you take the heat?
Top Rope Chef.
Welcome to Top Rope Chef. It's soup month, week three. We're getting stewed up. My name is Bradley Jones. With me, as always, Jacqueline Maynard.
Hi.
I'm going to sound bite on all of the intros and then make a soundboard.
I will sound insane. I'll land on one, but maybe by the end of this season, I'll have an intro solidified here. I won't.
So a stew is another interesting soup, because is it a soup? It is. But what the hell is a stew? What makes a stew a stew?
I don't understand. And I thought after this month I would know, and I don't. I still don't know the difference. Is it just thick?
Yeah. So I believe it is thicker ingredients, like thicker chunks of stuff, and lesser water. So if like you're making like stewed tomatoes, are you're using like less water to like not make a soup? So stewing is an actual process, I believe, in addition to the actual soup. Ugh. But I think it's just like cooking something with less water and more chunky ingredients, whether it be vegetables or meats or, in your case, fruit.
Yeah, might have got confused on what the challenge was. Even though we went over it very clearly and I wrote it down. I also wrote down fruit.
and it was somewhere where you could reference in case you made a mistake.
Yep, I referred back to my notes twice during this challenge, and I was like, fruit? Yeah, fruit. Okay, here we go. Weird that we would have fruit and cold, but okay, here we go.
I can't wait to hear about your fruit stew, so why don't you lead us off, Jacqueline?
Great. So I thought I was being sneaky with this challenge. I was like, oh, I'm going to get Brad, because he's just going to have cold fruit. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a savory fruit stew.
So you thought we were making fruit soup, is what you thought the challenge was?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why. Wouldn't that have been interesting, though? So I was trying to think out of the box, like, okay, fruit, what's fruit? Obviously, you know, berries and such, but also apple is a fruit and squash counts as a fruit. So I was like, oh, I'm going to do this apple squash bisque. But I did things in the wrong order, so I didn't bisque it. So it just had chunks in it. No, I only immersioned the apples. No, I didn't. I immersioned something.
I'm immersed in this conversation.
That was a different soup. I lied. There was no immersion blender. That was a different recipe. So what I did was I took two apples. I took a fennel bulb. A red onion and a clove. A clove is a clove or is it a head of garlic? Like
the bulb of garlic. Yeah.
There we go. I took a bulb of garlic. I think I alluded to that last week. Sliced the top off. I roasted everything together on a sheet pan. So olive oil and then salt and pepper on it. And I put some, what's that lovely spice, rosemary on just a little bit of rosemary on the apple and onion. Roasted that at 375 for like 35 minutes. Took it out, chopped it even finer after it had cooled a bit, so I didn't burn myself this time.
What's the broth in the soup?
The broth is, let me, I wrote that down because I knew I was going to forget the broth. It was half, come on. Technology, I tell ya. It was half chicken broth. That was it. Half chicken broth, so like 3 cups.
So much buildup.
I know. But it was also a cup and a half or 2 cups of oat milk to give it like a creamy sensation, and 4 tablespoons of butter, so another half stick of butter. That, and then some cayenne pepper, some curry powder, some garlic powder, onion powder, and then the
rosemary. Really tried to bring it for a soup that we didn't
And then to make the broth just a little creamier, but also healthy, but still fruity, I added a can of pumpkin puree to it. So, yeah. Mm. And then just, so it was kind of like a stewy bisque is what it was, like a thicker consistency, kind of bisque, but it also had chunks in it. So it counts as a stew.
The chunks is what I say. Were zucchini and what?
Apple and fennel.
Oh, the apples was chunks too.
Yeah, the apple was, I chunked it, roasted it, then cut it smaller. So I don't know, maybe my chunks were too small to be a stew, whatever.
I can imagine your kitchen smelling amazing.
It did. It did. It smelled so good.
Like all of these would be great candle smells on their own, and then you combine them into one potpourri soup that smells incredible.
Yep. The rosemary and butter put it over the top. Oh, and the other thing I did, I roasted. Oh, when I put the butter in the pan to melt the butter for the soup, I put in some white wine. That was the little tricky thing I did instead of sugar. Pop a little white wine in there.
Okay.
Yeah, probably should have, thinking back, I should have just sauteed everything in that. That would have been delicious too. Like the apples and onions could have just all been in butter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. There's 2 recipes for you.
Was it any good is the question now.
It was incredible. It was one of the best soups I have ever had in my life.
It's like every single ingredient sounds incredible.
Yeah. I was just thinking of fall and sweaters. That was it. Yeah, it was so good. It was the fennel made it refreshing. It had like almost like before I put it in the soup, I tasted it because I didn't really know what fennel looked like or tasted like, and it tasted almost like black licorice aftertaste, like a hint of anise. But with everything else, it just tasted bright. You know what I mean? When things taste bright, they just like like they put effort in to come to the party. You know,
like mint.
It was like that.
Like, what's another bright comparison you would say? Another bright.
Not mint. Like, mint is like zingy.
Wintergreen? Oh, zingy.
Mint is like mint's like icy. What is bright?
Is lemon?
What the f- do I mean? Yeah, lemon's bright.
Lime is zingy and lemon is bright, I'd say.
Yeah. It's that. Don't ask me to define my words. It sounded so good, and you pressed me on what I meant.
On a scale of 1 to 5, what do you rate your what are you calling it? I guess too. I don't want to put words in your mouth. What kind of soup it is?
I didn't name it. Maybe I'll leave it to the listeners to name. But it's getting at least 5 stars.
Fall sweater soup isn't pretty good. Sweater soup.
It's not. I mean, that sounds like you're boiling a sweater, but
yeah. That's the whole idea. It's like, are you boiling a sweater? It gets people talking, you know? It's like, no.
That's true.
You're not boiling a sweater. It's just what it's called.
That's true. Hey, maybe I'll make it and like have an actual recipe. I will make it again because it was really good. And if you immersion blend the whole thing, I bet you that would be an amazing sauce to put over like chicken and mashed potatoes or something, you know?
Great idea for our soup company, Jacqueline. Sweater Weather. Mm-hmm. That's the name of the suit company.
Yes, it is. Ooh, you might even be able to have like, you could put it in with mac and cheese.
This is you wanting to turn every soup into a gravy again.
Yeah, this is where we're going. Next month's gravy month.
Here's what I did. I was trying to think out of the box. I wasn't going to do like a pot roast or a beef or something, some kind of stew. That's too basic. It's delicious. You just, a stew is just vegetables and meat and beef broth. And I was like, I want to do something different. So what I did was a Philly cheesesteak soup.
What is that?
Or stew, rather.
What is that?
And I started to look and think about, like, can I just turn any delicious sandwich into a stew? Oh. And you basically can.
Of course you can. So
what I did is I got out the old Instapot because I was tired of just waiting around for soups to cook. I'm like, I'm Instapotting the rest of my soups this month.
Yeah, take charge.
Sauteed half a stick of butter with onions and mushrooms and garlic, which I used minced garlic, and I just plopped like a whole spoonful in there.
Yep.
And then I was looking around the store for ribeye, which was what you're supposed to use in terms of like what a Philly steak is. But instead, I found like in like prepackaged like shaved beef, and I was like, "This is kismet! Like this is what I need." So I got that at the grocery store. So after all the vegetables were like cooking and sautéing, I know the beef was going to cook fast because it's shredded. So I put it in there for like a few minutes, move it around, salt, pepper. I did thyme. Yep. And then I did 4 cups of beef broth, which was just one container at the grocery store. Uh-huh. And then I did 4 slices of provolone cheese, which I'll get back to you on that.
Okay. You knew.
And then I cook it in the Instapot 10 minutes, and then I let it vent for 5, and then I vent it out for 5, and I take it out. I had a little bit of bread with it. I figure it's Philly steak cheese, you know, sandwich, get some bread in there, biscuit or whatever. And I had it, and the cheese was kind of gone. The soup ate all the cheese. And I didn't realize it. I didn't really realize it until after the fact.
Like it disintegrated?
Kind of. It disintegrated or just like became one with the broth where it just like was no longer there. So
I like to becoming one.
When to become one. So I would highly recommend putting the cheese on afterwards. Because I also added like a half slice of provolone to like just the top of the soup just for aesthetics. But like when that stringy cheese like gets melted and you're like eating the steak and then getting that in there, it's pretty incredible. It's like a French onion soup, but with like Philly steak stuff inside of it with the onions and the mushrooms, the garlic and the steak.
That sounds really delicious. I have a lot of questions. First off is, what makes a chili a Philly cheesesteak a cheesesteak? Because I've never had one, and I know it's a lot of meat.
Provolone, ribeye, sliced ribeye, and then usually mushrooms and onions to your preference.
And is there cheese on it? Is it like a pump cheese sandwich?
You can do cheese whiz. Some people like that. They think that's like the way to do it. Yeah. And I don't because sounds gross. So provolone it is.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, provolone does taste way better than cheese whiz.
Yeah.
For sure. Are you using a smoked provolone or an unsmoked?
It was smoked, but that wasn't by design. That's just what all they had in the grocery store. I also should have gotten like a block of cheese and then shredded it myself instead of using, I used sliced cheese. Also could have been a factor there too.
Okay.
But either
that
way,
amazing.
Either way, I should have added the cheese at the end.
So did you broil it like
sautéed? The Instapot has a sauté button.
Right. Okay.
Yep. And then I just did it all in one pot. I was tired of doing dishes, so I wanted to do everything in one pot.
Do you have a? Is it hard for you to clean your Instant Pot? Because I think they're hard to clean.
Not at all.
Okay.
They're nonstick. Probably. And I don't know. I have a chainmail scrubber too that I use for my cast iron that also works pretty well in the Instant Pot.
A chainmail scrubber? Is it Mithril?
Might as well be. But also, now that I'm saying it out loud, I wonder if I shouldn't be using that because maybe the Instant Pot container is stainless steel and I might be ruining it. But either way.
I mean, if it's not non-stick, you're probably fine, right? It's steel.
Yeah, I don't know if it's steel or if it's... I don't know what it
is. Don't look for advice on this. I shouldn't be talking about this. That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Well, okay. I have two questions about it. Okay, so number one, what is your rating? But also number two, how closely would you rate it to a Philly cheesesteak? And then I have a follow-up.
In terms of, in terms of what it is to a Philly cheesesteak, I would say not, because the liquid really changes the whole dynamic of the sandwich, I feel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, you said you had it with bread or with croutons in it?
I had bread, right? I had bread. I had bread, yeah.
Okay. Nice of bread. Yeah. That's how I would have done, too.
Sopped it up. Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then in terms of a rating, I think with the improvements, it'd probably be like a 4 to 4.5. But the way I made it, which is the first time I ever tried to attempt such a creature, I'm going to give it a 3.5. And here's how to jazz it up an extra bit in addition to adding the cheese later. Marinate the steak, which I should have done and did not do.
Ah, yes. yep.
Even like a quick brine with like a salt and water probably would have been better than just, I went right in from the package of sliced steak into the Instapot. I should have done something else.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. What would you marinate it in, do you think?
Just probably like Worcestershire and salt and water. It's kind of all you really need, like a quick brine.
Okay.
Salt, okay. Pepper.
I mean, it sounds really good, and I might make it myself, so I'm so curious.
I'm not great at the marination process. I usually just get, like, if I'm doing chicken, I'll just get, like, a Greek dressing or, like, any sort of salad dressing, olive oil, like, get it in there and just, like, hope to God that the thing I'm making works and penetrates the meat, but...
Yeah. I have little to no understanding of how marinating works, and it's I'm sure it's very easy to find out. I just didn't look it up, but I'll do like olive oil usually, and then like Greek yogurt I heard somewhere you use, and then whatever like spices or flavors, and I just do that overnight in a container. And I don't know how it works or if that's correct or any of that, but it does something sometimes.
I'll also try to use like barbecue sauce as like if I'm making like barbecue chicken, and I'm like, oh, I'll put the barbecue chicken in the marinade. But then like, it's always just better putting it on afterwards. I think it's always better. Yeah. So. Go ahead.
Oh, I have another question for you.
Oh, please. So,
I even wrote it down. The idea of using of. Making soups as... Wait, no. Shit. How do you
making
say
a
it?
Stew?
Sandwich.
Oh, sandwiches
soups.
Into...
Yes, because I was doing... A couple years ago, I think I talked about it. Sandwiches as salads, but sandwiches as soups. That's even better, especially for cold weather stuff. And I am curious what other sandwiches you have an idea for, because I have a couple I just
wrote
down.
Number one.
Yep, that was my first one. Great. So that's happening at some point. We're going to have to do a Reuben soup off. Yeah.
Reuben soup off sounds like a 1950s like comedian. the Johnny Carson show.
Yeah. Or like an angry 90s one, like a Bill Hicks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's what I would do too. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Turkey Club, BLT. These all sound like things that could happen.
BLT, there's mayo in that, though. A mayo soup?
Hey. If you're putting milk and cream and sour cream and stuff in there, why not mayonnaise? What's stopping the world from using mayonnaise in soup, Jacqueline? Just the idea
know.
Of it.
I guess it's the same thing as like stopping people from using it in cake. It has a bad rap. Mayonnaise gets a bad rap.
Entirely true. Entirely
but I still
true.
Don't want it in my soup.
Hey, if you're putting, you know, eggs and butter... You're that close to mayonnaise, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I mean that.
You're one step away.
All right. What did you rate it? Did you rate it?
Yeah, I said it was like a 3, and then with the upgrades, it probably would have gotten to a 4.
Right. So, okay, got it.
I'd recommend trying it. I'd also recommend just doing your own sandwiches as soups. And if you have any ideas of sandwiches and soups, please let us know. In the comments, and let us know whose recipe you thought was the winner today. You can message us on TikTok or Instagram, or you can find us. You can also email us, topropechef@gmail.com. You can also support our show by going to patreon.com/topropechef, and we'll count your votes there, too.
Ah! Happy slurping!